Back in 1913, Professor Hans Reck of Berlin University discovered a modern human skeleton. Tell me the significance of this discovery.
This discovery was made at Olduvai Gorge in Africa. Olduvai Gorge is a pretty famous place. A lot of discoveries have been made there that you find in the textbooks. They are discoveries that support, you know, the Darwinian theory of evolution, discoveries of various types of ape men that go under the name of Australopithecus or Homo erectus or Homo habilis. But what you don't find in the textbooks today is the first discovery that was made at Olduvai Gorge, and that was the discovery made by Hans Reck in the years 1913 and 1914. This was a fairly complete human skeleton, anatomically modern, that was found in upper bed 2 of Olduvai Gorge. And if you look at the modern geological reports of Olduvai Gorge, you know, there are different layers there, just like at the Grand Canyon. You've got different layers of different ages.
Right.
So upper bed 2 of Olduvai Gorge is over a million years old. It's up to 1,700,000 years old. And this skeleton was found solidly embedded in the layers of rock of upper bed 2 of Olduvai Gorge. It was so solidly embedded that Dr. Reck said he had to use hammers and chisels to get it out. And that's really pretty amazing. Today, the textbook idea, you know, that you'll read, you know, in the textbooks in high schools and universities all over the world, is that anatomically modern humans, humans like us, came into existence about 150,000 years ago. So Reck's skeleton provides evidence that 10 times the number of years before that, over a million and a half years ago, humans like us were existing. So it was really an amazing discovery. So the supporters of the Darwinian theory of evolution tried to do everything they could to discredit this discovery. And in 1967, they finally thought, you know, they had put the nail in the coffin of this Reck skeleton when they, a German scientist named Rainer Proch announced that he had done a carbon 14 date on a fragment of bone from this skeleton, and he said the date was less than 10,000 years. So everybody thought, okay, finally we've discredited this discovery. But here's some interesting facts. That little fragment of bone, I'm not so sure it was from the skeleton found by Hans Reck, because during World War II, the Allied forces were bombing Germany, and one of the places they bombed was the museum that this skeleton was being kept in. So the skeleton itself was lost during World War II. Now, what Reck said was he found an old box of bones somewhere that he thought contained little tiny slivers of bone from the original skeleton. So that's what he used for his radiocarbon dating, his carbon 14 dating. And he published his date of less than 10,000 years, but here's an interesting fact. Later, in the 1990s, the German press, like their magazines like Der Spiegel and things like that, announced that Reck had been convicted by an academic court at his university, University of Frankfurt in Germany, of falsifying dozens of radiocarbon dates during his long career. So he was removed from his position. So I don't really think that his radiocarbon date on a fragment of bone that probably wasn't even from the original skeleton can be trusted. I think Dr. Reck made a fantastic discovery. It's just one of the hundreds of discoveries that I documented in my book, Forbidden Archaeology, but I think it's one of the best cases. It's really a fantastic discovery, a complete anatomically modern human skeleton found solidly embedded in layers of rock over 1.5 million years old in Africa.
I'm sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, George.
Have you followed that story also of that Neanderthal shot with a bullet, they say?
Well, that was also an interesting discovery that was made in Africa. I believe it was in Zimbabwe in a mine in Africa, South Central Africa. And this discovery was made, I believe, in the 1920s. And it was the skull of a human. They called it Neanderthal. But Neanderthals, I'm convinced, were just another variety of human being. But and on the side of the skull, there was a perfectly round hole that looked just like the hole a bullet would make. You know, some of the researchers who saw this specimen and examined the hole said it looked like a bullet entry wound into the skull. So this skull was hundreds of thousands of years old. You know, it was found in deposits several hundred thousand years old. So that would really be interesting. First of all, that you have a human skull hundreds of thousands of years old. They called it Neanderthal, but I'm not so sure that that's the case, really.
Well, that's a good point. And they also ruled out a spear, didn't they?
Some of the researchers very carefully looked at this, because there are all kinds of counter-explanations that skeptics might make, because the idea that you could have firearms hundreds of thousands of years ago is really pretty amazing. I wouldn't rule that out at all.